Little Rock director Jeff Nichols' new movie, Loving, is based on the true story of an interracial couple from Virginia whose U.S. Supreme Court case ended laws against interracial marriage. But Bobby Ampezon with Arkansas Public Media reports the story could have begun closer to home.
The ruling on Mildred and Richard Loving's case extinguished decades of anti-miscegenation statutes, so there's no question it's ripe for a biopic. But University of Arkansas Vice Chancellor Charles Robinson says there's a much more cinematic case out of Arkansas City.
The case that I discovered when working on my first book, Dangerous Liaisons, a sheriff by the name of Isaac Bankston and his African-American paramour, Missouri Bradford.
It was 1884, and Bankston was a popular sheriff, reelected several times. He had a white family, but he fell in love with Bradford in Arkansas City. He moved her to Memphis, and he found a minister who'd marry them against the anti-miscegenation laws of both Tennessee and Arkansas.
And even the county clerk who issued the marriage license assumed that Isaac was a person of color.
But the names of the couple were printed in the Memphis Commercial Appeal, and the word got out.
And actually, there was an officer of the court who traveled to Deschutes County to arrest him. And he was held in a jail that he had actually helped to construct in Arkansas City.
Bankston was hauled back to Memphis and stood before a judge. But instead of claiming he didn't marry Bradford, he said he wasn't white, and the case was thrown out. Bankston was free to run home or run back into the arms of Bradford.
The word of his case, again, was published in the Arkansas Gazette, and so he could not have gone back to the life that he had, not as sheriff, not living with his family without great amounts of shame.
So he loaded a pistol and met the man he blamed for the affair, the prosecutor, Coates, outside of the courtroom.
Bankston went to the courthouse with the gun with the intent of using it. He accosted Coates on the steps of the courthouse, but before dying, Coates stabbed Bankston, and they both eventually died.
Why Bankston thought it was okay to keep a second wife is lost to history, but Robinson likes this case, well, for its flair, one, but two, because there was a brief period of Republican Party strength in the state in the 1860s and 70s that downplayed the criminality of interracial marriage. He wonders whether Missouri and Isaac really thought they'd face prosecution. In 1874, Arkansas made no explicit prohibition on miscegenation in the revised Constitution. After Bankston, there could be no doubt. 1874 was the year that Thomas and Mary Dodson got married. He was black, she was white. In 1895, 21 years later, the state Supreme Court annulled it. Even though it wasn't explicitly illegal, they argued, it is now, and it was before the war.
Miscegenation law served as kind of the bedrock of these Jim Crow laws because it reinforced that the races should be separated biologically, should be separated in terms of the family social structure, because that was critical to making Jim Crow laws operate practically.
The Loving case in 1967 changed all of that. But has it changed all of us?
I do think that there's still a definite taboo tied to these relationships, and people are not, generally speaking, encouraged to seek them out. That, to me, is a vestige of this era and these laws.
Tomorrow, we'll drive down to Arkansas City, a place where blacks and whites live side by side today, where their youngest frequently fall in love and marry.
We would talk about it all the time and try to educate her that it's all right to be friends, but you don't make a lifetime relationship with them and on and on and on.
Well, I think they should be able to marry anyone they want to.
In Little Rock, Bobby Ampezon, Arkansas Public Media.